Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Time for Insight Marketing and you. I'm Michelle Martin. We're going to round off this four-part series, ending with, appropriately, you. Personal branding is what we're talking about today. How do you stand out from the crowd? How exactly do you start to build your personal brand if you've just thought about it? He's Manish Sah, author of A New Marketeer. He's also Executive Director of External Communications at Asia Pacific. Manish, where should we start when it comes to building a personal brand?
So let's start with first understanding what exactly do we mean by a personal brand?
Good one.
Right? So personal brand is basically about, is what people say about you when you're not in the room. Even Jeff Bezos of Amazon has been quoted on similar lines. So it's not about what you think about yourself. It's about how you're perceived by your audiences, by your stakeholders, your clients, your colleagues.
Isn't that outside of your control?
It is, but I just want to share with you, you can actually shape those perceptions. We talked about the 3I model in the last few episodes. And today I want to talk about, in relation to personal branding, I have a model. It's called EVI, which is expertise, value, and insight. So the insight is the common theme, but it always starts with expertise. So, Steve Martin, the famous comedian, he was quoted as saying, be so good that they can't ignore you, right? So it starts with building expertise. And how do you build that expertise? Based on Malcolm Gladwell's book called Outliers.
Oh, my favorite one.
Yeah. Mm. He has that famous 10,000-hour rule, right? Wherein you need to have 10,000 hours of deliberate practice to be called an expert. And there are various examples we have seen. You look at Beatles, right? Before they really became famous in 1964, they used to play in very unknown venues in Hamburg, and they were playing all throughout the night. And by the time they became famous in 1964, they had 1,200 concerts together, which is way more than a lot of bands get to play through their whole lifespan. You look at Bill Gates, right? Again, a person with a strong personal brand, in my view, and he has access to a computer terminal at grade 8, which, remember, those times, it was not very common, which meant that he had all the access to the opportunities to really do programming. And by the time he actually started Microsoft, he had thousands of hours of practice.
Okay, but not all of us have 10,000 hours to put in before we want to launch our startup and we want to launch our new clothing line. So what do you do if you have to start a brand and it's a big part of your business and, you want to learn along the way?
Sure. So that comes to my second point is you need to be providing value, right? So EVI, expertise, and then value, which is tied to expertise. Now, if you look at, for example, Apple, Steve Jobs did not start Apple with the intent of creating a strong brand. What he started was to create or deliver value, to deliver products which were designed exquisitely. It had user experience, superb user experience, wherein people really wanted to use their products.
Yep.
Starting from the Mac, wherein he was the first one. Through Mac, he introduced very unique typefaces, and which, creative guys really loved it, and it really revolutionized the desktop printing business. You look at iPod, people love to use iPod. You now, of course, look at iPhone, and it's all about delivering high-quality products. People love to use those products, and then the brand automatically gets built around providing value. You look at Google, for example, another example, right? Wherein they have embraced expertise and they focus on continuous improvement via research. They breed search. They update their algorithm almost every week, just focused around providing value to people like you and me in terms of a very optimized and the best search experience in the world.
So we're discussing the EVI model, Manish, that you put together for personal branding. We've been through expertise, value, and the I stands for insight. Tell us about that.
Sure. So, you know, we live in a world, as you know, wherein data is everywhere. You know, there are thousands of tweets going out every second. There's probably terabytes of data being produced every hour through the web. So, therefore, if you really want to stand out with your brand, you need to be leading with insights. You need to make what I call as make complex simple, and also, therefore, you know, take a stand, connect the dots, and help people really understand you know, the industry and the environment around them. So it's all about inspiring your audiences to really either think differently about themselves or really educating them about their businesses, and then which hopefully leads to an outcome, which leads to a change in their behavior, which helps them maximize their potential. So, for example, if you look at some examples, you know, if you look at Piyush Gupta, for example, of DBS Bank, or Tony Fernandez for Air Asia, you know, every time I listen to them, either via an event or even TV, we really understand a bit more about the banking and the airline industries. They really bring insights in terms of how the business is evolving and how these industries can really be transforming.
No, you're totally right. You know, I've had Tony Fernandez on this show, and even as an interviewer, I had to know my stuff, but even sitting across him for 15 minutes, I felt that he really illuminated my sense of what the airline industry needed to do to keep up with consumer trends, for example. So absolutely right, even something that I felt sitting across Tony Fernandez.
Exactly. And the other thing is then they also have people who have strong personal brands, they also learned how to speak in sound bites. So, you know, we talked about how the attention spans are going down, you know, and people are looking at mobile devices and their smartphones. So you need to, while you need to have insights and have expertise and provide value, but you need to also have the ability to speak in sound bites. And folks who have that ability really stand out. And in my book, again, to your point around Mr. Fernandez, I think he has that ability to speak in sound bites.
Yep.
So even if you look at some of the other examples on the consumer product side, you know, Red Bull could have very well said, you know, we will, our you know, our product is a high energy drink, and if you drink it, you will experience this rush of energy. They didn't say that. Uh-huh. What they said was simply, Red Bull gives you wings. So that's about this. I think it's a great example in my book to be able to speak in sound bites. Similarly, looking at some other folks with small, strong personal brands, like guy like Robert Kiyosaki, right? So, you know, there are a lot of guys who speak about this concept around financial independence, but he started with this whole concept around rich dad, poor dad, right? And just developed his whole book and the insights he shared around this whole concept. You know, he would also come with sound bites like, when people are lame, they love to blame, right? So
he liked to rhyme, huh?
Right. So, in summary, to create a strong personal brand, you need to first invest in the personal first. That's what I want to focus on. Branding is, as it comes in, but that comes later. Invest in personal first. Invest, when I say that, invest in building your expertise, focus on delivering value, and then also having that ability to discern trends and connect the dots for our audiences, and then able to speak in sound bites. And then, strong.
We've got about 3 minutes left on the clock. I want to ask you, what are some common mistakes marketers make when it comes to building a personal brand?
So their own personal brands?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. So I think what people do is that they feel, and it's all tied with this some myths you have around creating strong personal brands. So it's creating a strong personal brand is not about a flashy persona, right? It's about your expertise and the value you deliver, right? So some folks would focus on creating a catchy tagline or a very sophisticated persona.
Yeah,
an image, which will come, which is helpful, but that's not priority number one. Priority one is, are you providing value to your stakeholders? Are you delivering more than what you're expected to deliver, right? So that's one. The second one is, it's also not about showing off, right? Some people feel that personal branding is about showing off.
Tooting your own horn, they think,
exactly.
Or bragging, yeah.
Exactly. Mm. It's actually about maximizing potential. So when you build your personal brand, you build your platform, more people follow you, they want to do business with you, they want to hear what you have to say. So by doing that, therefore, you are actually helping people maximize their potential.
That's a nice way to look at it.
And when you help them maximize potential, mm-hmm. you are thereby maximizing your own potential.
Ah, okay. I like the way you think, Manish. Great having you here with us. We're almost out of time. When it comes to personal branding, what is it that you would like someone listening in to take away with them as, you know, top of mind? Because I think people think in this day and age, it's all about Instagram. It's all about the image. These days, people put something up on Instagram or Facebook. It doesn't look like there's much thought in it or any value proposition. And people are aiming for that to be the next viral sensation, you know, but it's reassuring to hear you talk about value. What would you like people to walk away with top of mind when it comes to your personal brand?
Top of mind always is start focusing on how can you build expertise and how can you provide value? How can you surprise people and delight them and exceed their expectations in terms of providing value? And then develop this ability to discern trends and amplify insights. And then finally, while content is king.
Yes, I'm holding my breath. I'm all about content.
The tools which are the distribution is queen. And we know in chess who has the more power.
Ah, always the queen who can roam anywhere on the board. It's been an absolute pleasure having you with us here today. Thank you so much for coming by these past couple of weeks. Manish Sah, my very special guest in our four-part series called Insight Marketing and You. His book is titled A New Marketeer. Manish, thank you for being here.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.